The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
This morning we're going to be looking at the topic that says the power of divine presence. The power of divine presence. This is another anointing service. I would like to welcome you powerfully into the presence of the Most High God, where every impossibility becomes possible. I want to welcome you into the presence of God, where negativity is turned to positive. I want to welcome you to the presence of God, where sickness suddenly vanishes at the sight of the power of my God. I want to appreciate you into the presence of God this morning, where you will go better than you came, in the name of Jesus. And know the Lord Almighty will surprise you today, in the mighty name of Jesus. In this month, we have been looking at the topic, the divine presence of God through the Holy Spirit. You cannot talk about the presence of God and not speak about the Holy Spirit. You cannot separate those two. It is highly important that every child of God have the Holy Spirit. A few days back, myself and my wife were talking about discussing about the scriptures. And I was telling her, I said, it is possible for you to read the Bible and not have the Holy Spirit. But it's not possible for you to have the Holy Spirit and not feed upon the Bible. Hallelujah. So everybody can read the Bible, but not everybody have the Holy Spirit. Not because they don't have the opportunity to have the Holy Spirit, but because they have not given themselves out for the Holy Spirit to lead them in their studies. But for you sitting down here today, the Holy Spirit will walk you through every chapter, every pages of the scripture in the mighty name of Jesus. As you release yourself for Him, He will use you greatly in the name of Jesus. And it's also very important. Pastor said it during the first service that a man's asset in life, the most important asset in life for a man is what? The Holy Spirit. No Holy Spirit, no power. No Holy Spirit, no presence of God. No Holy Spirit, no divine encounter. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, the Bible made us understand that we are the what? The sons of God. Hallelujah. So the Holy Spirit is very important. We had series of examples in life. You might think you cannot ask the Holy Spirit for something very small, but of course you can. Every time, funny enough, I learned this from my wife. At times, you know, you take the Holy Spirit for granted. You feel like maybe you shouldn't involve Him in this. There is nothing as small. Anything my wife is looking for and she cannot find in the house, you hear, she will say it loud and clear. Holy Spirit, show me where this thing is. Holy Spirit. And I keep observing. And before long, she will find it. Even as much as, Holy Spirit, we don't have water. We need to pump water. We need light. Have mercy. And I'm telling you the truth. We will be able to pump that water. You cannot undermine the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit lives in you as a child of God. He should guide your every step. He should guide your utterance. He should guide your words. He should guide your deeds. He should guide your actions. He should guide your reactions. Let me quickly explain one of them. Reaction. I used to tell people, I said, somebody comes to you, pisses you off because the person wants to get you angry. Hallelujah. Say some words and you get angry. The person has achieved his or her goal. What have you achieved? Hallelujah. That is the way it seems. So when the Holy Spirit guides you, you will know that you should not answer a fool according to his folly. Hallelujah. You will know when to speak and when not to speak. The Holy Spirit can even guide your appearance. You finish dressing in the morning and you just look at yourself in the mirror and something strikes you. This one is not good. It's not okay. You just feel uncomfortable in your spirit. That's the Holy Spirit telling you that no, your appearance, your identity like this is an insult to the kingdom. You go for a party, a lot of people are careless. You just enter everywhere, they invite you, you just go there, and they begin to share different kinds of menu. And because, you know, some people, I just don't understand. I pray that longer throats will not kill them. Everything they share, they must eat. And most times they don't remember to pray on it. The Holy Spirit will guide you. Eat. Don't eat. A lot of people have been saved from eating poison by the leading of the Holy Spirit. That is how important the Holy Spirit is in the life of a child of God. I pray you will take the Holy Spirit importance in the name of Jesus. And there is something that you cannot, I said, you cannot separate the Holy Spirit from the presence of God. And you cannot also separate the Holy Spirit from power. Hallelujah. In the first service, we are made to understand that one major thing that you can access through the Holy Spirit is what? Is power. Somebody say power. Somebody say power. Everybody rise up on your feet. Come on, rise up on your feet. Rise up on your feet. Can you just lift up your right hands to heaven? Okay, you can sit down now. Hallelujah. That is power. I have been empowered this morning that when I speak with this microphone, you will answer me. Hallelujah. That is power. You cannot have the Holy Spirit and not have what? Power. Acts chapter 1 verse 8, he said, and you will receive power. After what? The Holy Spirit has come. Now, you cannot get the power unless you have gotten the Holy Spirit. You cannot have the Holy Spirit and not have the presence of God. If you have the presence of God, it means God is on you, in you, and with you. It means you are deep in God. Whoever is sunk deep, if you sink deep into God, you cannot stink in life. If you are immersed in the presence of God, you can never be harassed in life. If a lion comes now and roar, a lot of people will run, right? Because you know the power that the lion carries. But let a local dog, puppy, just come now. If some of you say, if I kick you now, because you understand that there is power and there is power. Power past power. I decree into your life this morning, every power that is contrary to the power of God working in your life, working in your academics, working in your career, working in your business, working in everything that God has made in your life, I decree in the name that is above all names, those power be destroyed in Jesus' name. I pray that the power from on high, that power that God gave to us by his son Jesus Christ, rests upon you and you receive the ability to do and undo in the name of Jesus. What is power? In the first service, we are made to understand that power is enablement, is engracement, and strength to do the needful. Power is defined as enablement, engracement, and strength to do what? To do the needful. Power is also the ability to make changes. Hallelujah. Power is what? The ability to make changes. You don't like the way your life is going. You have the power at work in you to decree a thing and it will be established, and those things will change for good. We're talking about positive changes here. You have been endowed with that power. Let me borrow knowledge from my pastor. You know, he mentioned physics and I was smiling when I was where I sat down. He said, ah, man, people who understand in those days, I'm sure a lot of people, if I mention P and OKK, can I get a witness? Hallelujah. Power is the rate at which work is done. That's physics. And they'll tell you power is equal to work over time. Right? Have they changed it? But in the kingdom of God, power is equal to the word of God immersed in you, utilized by you, every day of your life. So it's still the same formula. Work over time, but it's in the kingdom, is word of God embedded in you, utilized by you for a period of time. We measure how strong you are by what you do. I can call people to come and lift this speaker. Some will be able to lift it and others will not be able to lift it. We can conclude by saying this person is more powerful than this. Am I right? So the power of God is ultimate, even in his kingdom too. The reason why some people do more than the others is because some have immersed themselves in the presence of God so deep that they have been able to tap enough power to do what God has assigned them to do. Whatever God has assigned you to do in this life, you will not die until you have accomplished it in the name of Jesus. important facts about power. Number one, the kingdom of God is a kingdom of power. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 20, he said, the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. Somebody will say, why are we saying it's not in word? God honors his word more than his name. But the reason why it has to be mentioned, not in word, but in power, is because when power is embedded in it, when we can see the power, there is evidence already that you have utilized the word. So you don't just pronounce or quote the scriptures, but you utilize it. That is why it is not just in word alone. It is in word and is also in power. Say ye to this mountain, be removed. That's what the scripture says. If you do not say, it does not mean the power does not exist. But when you say, it comes to pass. That's when we know that, yes, this is a child of the kingdom. That's why I decree today. You know, while we are praising God, the Holy Spirit just said it into my ears expressly. He said, there's somebody here today. Your trouble is in trouble. I have never heard that before. Sincerely speaking, I heard it clear. He said, your trouble is in trouble. Your disappointment has been disappointed. Your failure has failed. In the mighty name of Jesus. If you know what you carry, oh Jesus. If you know the power at work in you. Now let me tell you, let me quickly give you an illustration so that you understand how deep you are protected in Christ. He said, Christ made us understand that we are in him, right? And he's also in us. He is in God, and God is also in him. God, Christ, then you, right? Now, Christ now said, I'm in you. So in you, you find Christ duplicated again. Now, in Christ is in God, and Christ is in God, then you have God again. So you have God, Christ, you, then Christ and God again. You are in between, absolutely secured, divinely protected. I decree in the name that is above all names that everyone that is laying ambush for you, by the power at work in the name of Jesus, they will fall into it themselves in Jesus' name. Rise up on your feet and say, Father, every power contrary to your power operating in my life, terminate them today in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, so shall it be in Jesus' mighty name. You can have your seat. Number two, important facts about power. We are living in the age of power. Luke 10:19 says, behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means what hurt you. Can somebody just think for a minute, why did that verse start with behold? It's because some people have eyes and they cannot see. God has given you power, but you don't even know the power is there. That is why at every threat of any sickness, the next thing you are looking for is Rotamedics. Let people who have used drugs come and tell you. Some have used drugs enough and it did not work. Some have used just once and it worked. We have several cases. I'm not saying using drugs is bad, no. But using drugs to replace the sitting of God in your life is absolutely wrong. Even while using drugs, you know in your heart that if God does not allow it to work, it will not work. Some years back when I was serving in Kano, I just came back from work and they came to tell me somebody is sick in the family house. I was like, what happened? He said, it's one of those they just brought from camp. I went into the room and I saw the person. I was extremely tired. You know, the Bible already said it, that by strength shall no man prevail. Hallelujah. There's no need for me. I was extremely tired. So I couldn't just go there and be in a name of eyes. I just told God, I said, God, as I am extremely tired. I'm just going to worship you. You know, I asked almost all the executives, have you prayed for her? They said no. It shows the problem we have in Christendom. When problems arise, instead of us to take a stand and exercise our authority, everybody begins to panic. Just like we have it today. Somebody just involved in an accident. Instead of people to help, everybody is fuming. Ah, wow, Jesus. Jesus. Ah, see his leg. Ah, because we have allowed the things of this world to cloud our mind. In fact, they have structured the world in such a way that you may not even have time for anything again. Before, when you have masters, yeah, you're good. Later, they will move it for a PhD. Now, there are a lot of professional courses. You cannot finish them till Jesus comes. If you like, have degrees like thermometer. It does not matter if you don't have the one who has divine presence. If you don't have the Holy Spirit, let your degree rise. It will still fall. But there's somebody here today. You will rise and you will not fall. In the mighty name of Jesus. Important fact about power. Number three. Power is one of the benefits of the sons of God. John chapter 1 verse 12. Bible says, for as many as received him, he has given what? Power. When God gives, it is your responsibility to take. So, if people don't know you are a bona fide child of God, it's not God's responsibility. Because what he has prepared for you to hold on to accept, to receive, just like you receive salvation, you have not received it. So people cannot see the manifestation in your life. So if God said, behold, I give unto you power. If God says, take, and you are like this, is it God's responsibility? Is it God's fault? Every one of you that have been doing your hand like this in the spirit, I relocate your hand to the front today in the name of Jesus. You are not saying amen. Some people are even afraid of getting the power of God because they don't want to cast out demons. You get to a level in life, you don't even have to cast out anything. No. You just step in and they step out. I am of this mentality. I don't. Holy Ghost, fire. Burn them. Fire them. What am I wasting that energy for? What for? Say I am shouting the name of Jesus on something that does not even matter. He said he has given it a name that is above all names. That I, the name of Jesus. Every knee must bow. Whether I open my mouth and talk or I close it, I carry Jesus. And because they are things of the Spirit, they see Jesus. Just like Pastor Moshevi said in the first service, you cannot on light now and darkness will say, no, let me stay here. This is my own. No. Immediately you flip the switch on, darkness disappears. I tell you the truth. A lot of people pray that kind of prayer. They pray it in fear. Father, deliver me. Ah, Oluwa, Amajem Baba Ilo. Don't let me go like this. Don't let me die like this. God, are you looking at me? He's looking at you. He's not blind. But there's power at work in you. You have refused to activate it as a child of God. You have refused to utilize it as a child of God. How will it work for you? You buy somebody a phone. You buy the person a SIM card. And the person refused to put SIM card in the phone. He did not even on the phone. And he's saying, my phone is not ringing. Nobody has called me all this while. Whose fault? Will it ring? The Holy Spirit is the SIM card of every child of God. And it's not a network that fails. It's not the best connection that does not connect at times. It's not the one that advertises a lot of data. And yet, you cannot even access it. You cannot use it. That is not the God I serve. When the Holy Spirit begins to flow, hey, oh my God, no obstruction in network. You don't even need a mass to connect. Hallelujah. Pastor Benita was preaching one day and he was saying, you know, at times you can just be angry in the spirit. Probably you are going like, you just connect immediately. You are just busting. And as he was saying, I was just, oh my God. If people can understand this thing. If people can understand this thing. That you have the power. Take it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. You have left your weapon for too long. The grace to start utilizing it, the Lord bestowed upon you in the name of Jesus. Important facts about power. Power is the true identity of a believer. Everything I've explained earlier on is embedded in this point also. And this point also is embedded in it. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with what? With the Holy Ghost and what? With power. After that, this verse did not end. What happened next? He said, who went about doing good? That is, it's the works that Jesus did that made them to know that this is a child of God. It is the works that the apostles, the disciples did that made the people to call them Christians. Because they felt, this is Christ-like. Some of you feel you are too young in the spirit to lay hands on the sick and they recover. As if the Holy Spirit in you is 2 years old and the one in pastor is 100 years old. It's the same spirit. Somebody says the same spirit. You need to understand that. The better you understand that, the more our pastors will rest. Because some people just carry phone call. Ah, I've been having headaches since morning. I don't understand how my body is doing me. I don't understand my backache. Every small thing you call pastor. Eh? As if they don't have any other thing. I'm not saying it's wrong, actually. There are levels in the realm of the spirit. It's not wrong. But you should grow. Why are you like that 10 years ago and you're still the same thing now? Why? We should grow on a daily basis. So people should see you. And even if, you see, there was a time I went to a place and somebody asked me, are you a pastor? I smiled. I said, why are you asking me that question? He said, the way you look. I said, because I wore suits. He said, no. He said, but bankers too wear suits. I said, yes. At least I'm a banker. I was expecting that you'd mention something professional like that. He said, no. He said, but the way you have talked, the way this one and that one, like, you cannot speak the words that the Holy Spirit have ordained you to speak, and people will not know that you carry power. I've heard the same testimony from Pastor Moshebi too. Sir, you must be a pastor. Because you will do some things that people wonder, no. An ordinary person cannot do this kind of, you see this kind of opportunity. Yeah? So pastor told us, he said, there was a man that forgot huge amount of money with him. And he still took it to the man. And when he got home, the wife said, thank God. How would we have slept in this house with that kind of money? If it is another person, and they will now come here and come and do testimony again. But we will not know the story. They will just summarize for us. May God deliver you in Jesus' name. And some of you, you are smart somebody, you do, in fact, you commit fraud. It's not even smart. You commit fraud, you say, I'm sharper than him, that's why now. I'm sharper than him. They even call the person MAGA, Abi. You think that we don't, we also know those good names now. They will say, this MAGA has paid, thank God. They mistakenly credit your account and you cannot return it back. You are saying that the path that has entered into bean cake cannot come out again. The Yoruba people will understand. You say it cannot come out again. Eh? You even quote scripture, the blessing of God maketh rich and added no sorrow. If I return this money to you, I'll be sorrowful. May God deliver us in the name of Jesus. Important facts about power. What number am I on now? Number 5. The power is available through divine presence. Well explained in Acts chapter 1 verse 8. You receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you. It's better to be soaked in the Spirit of God than to be soaked with the Spirit in the bottle. You can relate now. Why are you looking at me as if you don't understand what I'm saying? If you don't, okay, I'm not saying you used to drink it, but you have seen people, you understand. It's better to be soaked in the Holy Spirit. It's better for you to be speaking in tongues than people say, what is wrong with this person? Just like it happened on the day of Pentecost. Hallelujah. Than to now drink this thing, like, anytime I just want to calm down, I just need to take this thing. Who told you are calming down? Hallelujah. You want to calm down. Why don't you use that same spirit for Corona? In this year, that Koro has showed people pepper. Even those that like to go anywhere and be drinking anything anyhow, if they get there now, they are sanitizing everything. They can almost even pour sanitizer inside what they want to drink. I cannot do without it. I cannot do without it. The moment the person is hospitalized and on drips for weeks, the person will now learn to do without it. That's why the person will know there is a possibility to do without it. May our level, may our case not be that in the name of Jesus. The next point, important facts about power. It is true the power that your enemies will submit to you. Media, can I have Psalm 66 verse 3? Psalm 66 verse 3. It is true the power that your enemies will submit to you. Say unto God, how terrible are that somebody will look at you, your enemies will look at you, and based on how God has dealt with them, they'll say, your God is terrible. Beginning from today, everyone that wants to continue to terrorize you, the terribility of God will visit the person. In the mighty name of Jesus. If you studied English, just close your ears. I said terribility. Holy Spirit inspired. Don't question me. Yes. I have power. I'm holding the microphone this morning. Glory to Jesus. Now, if we read the Message translation of that scripture, you will love it. You will love it. The Message translation says, when your enemies see you in action, they will slink off like scolded dogs. This week, unfailingly, God will scold all your enemies in the name of Jesus. What is the gateway to power? In the first service, we had 4 points. The first one is what? Hunger and thirst. The second one is what? Remain fervent in the place of prayer. The third one is what? Fasting. And the fourth one is what? Acknowledging your emptiness. Hunger and thirst. On the day of Pentecost, they gathered themselves in one place and they were with one accord. Why? Because they hungered for the Holy Spirit. Are you hungry for the Holy Spirit? Some of us don't even want the Holy Spirit because those bad things you used to do, you don't want anything to prick your conscience. So that you claim, and I didn't even know it was bad though. You need to hunger and thirst. When they hungered and thirst on the day of Pentecost, in verse 4 of chapter 1, or is it chapter 2? Yes. Acts chapter 2, in verse 4. After they hungered, what did they get? The Bible says, and they were all filled with what? The Holy Ghost. It doesn't always stop there. Anytime you see the word filled with the Holy Ghost, something must follow as evidence that they are filled with the Holy Spirit. And the Bible says, and they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterances. I pray in the name that is above all names, the hunger and thirst for God will never die in your life in the name of Jesus. In this second service, we are going to continue some other points. It will be point number one for me, but you can continue. It's going to be number five for you, right? For those that were here, if you are not here, I beg you, you go to the resource stand and please request, or the media, you request for the message of the first service, just like Pastor Moshebi said, so that you can get a full cup. It's not enough to be singing, fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Now God has brought the tap. He has opened it. You came for first service. You now fill it half. Say, this one, no, it's okay. When I I need more, I'll come back again. But I bet it's with you, if we're sharing dollars in first and second service, who will go home? Let me see the person. I will know that we need to start doing deliverance for you. Let me see. Nobody will go. But the word of God is rich and powerful. It's not just sharper than any two-edged sword. It gives access to any location. If somebody is holding dollars and somebody is holding naira, who is going to be more valuable? Aha! You need it. Hunger and thirst. The Lord Almighty will fill us up in the name of Jesus. So please get the message of the first service. Now, I'll continue. Gateways to power. Number five now is walk in love. Romans chapter 5 verse 5. Love of God is ushered in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. So that hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the what? By the Holy Spirit. If you walk in love, you will get power. I'll give you a very good example. It is the love that God has for us. That's why he sent Jesus Christ, right? To die for mankind. And when he sent Jesus Christ to the world, after Jesus died and fulfilled purpose based on the love, he was given a name that is above all names. In fact, it's the power that God gave to him that he gave to us when he was going. Walk in love. There is much power in love. Whatsoever you love, you walk in it. The grace to walk together as brethren in Christ in love and not eye service. The Lord Almighty grant unto us in the name of Jesus. The Holy Spirit injects the love of God into our hearts. And this leads to our empowerment. I love the word injects. You know, there's a member of the choir that when he's leading praise worship, he just sings a song. And the moment I heard the word inject, I said, ha! When the Holy Spirit injects the word into your life, you just go, my God is good, oh, we just begin to hear strings. When God injects love into your life, somebody will not just step on you and the world will not hear again. You will look for excuse for the person. I know the person is a mistake. Before even the person apologizes, you have already considered that it's a mistake. Let's give two illustrations. There is somebody you like so much, and there's somebody that's been pissing you off for a long time. If the two of them step on you, who will you shout at? Because you will never believe that it's not intentional. It has to be intentional, because the person has been intentionally hurting you for long, right? But what love does is to look for excuse for the person and say, no, I know you didn't intentionally do that. You can't intentionally do that. You know, there's a spirit behind hatred. There's a spirit behind anger. These people are led by those spirits. We get angry at the spirit and not the person. That is why I tell those who are engaged now, those who are married, I always say that, see, listen, always separate the issue from the person. If my wife does something wrong that I don't like, I will mention what she did, I will scold her for it, and I may finish talking like, I told you not to do that again. I don't want it. And immediately I'm done, I just look at her like, so as we're saying, that place that we said we want to go. And it feels strange, like, it's not a normal thing now. We're supposed to do friction for some time. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? But that's separating the issue from the person. If I don't love her, will I marry her in the first place? There must be something you saw before you loved the woman. That thing, you should keep seeing it. When she does something, separate the issue. Iron out the issue. And continue to love the person. I pray God grants us more wisdom in the name of Jesus. Gateways to power. I said number five, which is number one for second service, is walk in love. God has proved his love for us in the scriptures so many times. Number two, number six, for those who came for the first service, is a desperation for a change of level. Desperation for what? A change of level. Professor Orr, in England, many years back, professor in theology, he one day called the students and like, okay, let's go. Let's go to memorable places, places that are that have huge gospel memories. since this is what we're studying, I'd like you to know the places of where some of these people are staying, their handwork and all like that. Let me cut the story short. And when they got there, there was a place that they entered into. That's the house of John Wesley. Hallelujah. And the children kept on going around and they were admiring everything. Look at his jota. Look at how everything is carved. Okay, this is where he used to cook, the kitchen. And this is the dining table. You see some frames on the wall, you know, olden days pictures and stuff like that. And you see a great revivalist, somebody that prays and teaches the scriptures, somebody who prayed fervently for revival. And it got to a point where they said, okay, let's go upstairs now to a small place that happened to be his room. And everybody entered into it and they kept on checking around and they found a place beside the bed that was patched. Two patches close to each other. And one of the students looked at the professor Orr and said, sir, what happened in this place? And he explained to them that this man goes down on his knees and prays fervently for revival because he was desperate for a change in his nation. And after they all said and done, everybody walked downstairs and went to the vehicle. And, you know, normally they'll take roll call. Not like in Nigeria here that 500 Chibok, this thing will just go missing. I will not know. Maybe it's disappearance. I don't know. May God have mercy on our country in Jesus' name. Nigeria shall be great again. You don't believe. Nigeria will be great again. If you happen to travel, as everybody that sees that green passport, mark it some years to come. They will respect you. Not negatively. They will respect you positively in the mighty name of Jesus. The word of God carries power. If we keep saying it positively to this country, we will never be where we are today. So they got to the vehicle and they counted and he discovered that one person is missing. He had to go back into the house, check the kitchen. He didn't find. Went to the bedroom and saw this young boy knelt on that same patch. And the prayer was, Lord, do it again. Lord, do it again. And please, do it through me. Then Professor Orr tapped him. It's time to go. And they went. That boy that knelt down is Billy Graham. And I'm sure you know what God has used that man of God to do. Is there somebody in the house that is desperate for a change of level? You just don't want to have physical certificates. You want to be a vessel in the house of God. Is there somebody in the house who will go down on his or her knees and say, God, do it again through me. Through me, it is very necessary that we will become desperate for a change. Until you are desperate, you will not be able to get what you are supposed to get. Let me quickly go to the next point. The next point is righteousness. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit and His power sets us free from a life of sin, as can be found in the book of Romans chapter 8 verse 2. Said, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set us free from the law of sin and death. Righteousness is key. Very important. Joseph understood what righteousness is, because we are talking about gateways to power, so that I will not mix it up. Gateways to power. There was power waiting in the future for Joseph, and there was an opportunity for him to live an unrighteous life. But he made up his mind, the previous point, determined not to go into the life of sin. And we knew, you and I know, the kind of power Joseph eventually got. So if you are looking for power, one of the gateways for you to live a righteous life, live a holy life, live a life of purity, live a life of power. Media, please give me Proverbs chapter 14, verse 34. The Bible made us understand that righteousness does what? Righteousness is the one that makes a nation to be what God has ordained the nation to be. Hallelujah. Proverbs 14, 34. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach. Every time you sin, you have added a reproach to your CV. Every time you live a life of unrighteousness, you have added reproach to your CV. You have dented your identity in Christ. The Lord Almighty has made power available for us to live a righteous life, and that power will locate you in the name of Jesus. No one can access God's power and continue a life of sin. Why? Because when you have tasted what the power of God can do, you will not want to lose it. What will make you lose the power that is at work in you? The Almighty will take it from you in the name of Jesus. The last point. Give glory to God always. He who appreciates God will never depreciate in life. He who appreciates God will what? Will never depreciate in life. Giving glory to God always births His power in your life and destiny. Because God is a jealous God and He will never share His glory with anyone else. You are the Lord, that is your name. You will never share your glory with any man. You will never share your glory with anybody. Almighty God, that is your name. Whether you like it or not, He will not share His glory with anybody. Everything that God does in your life and you share the glory, those things will depreciate. God bless you with a job. You are happy. You came to testify. After some years, you are familiar with the job. You have forgotten how it is to be unemployed. You have started complaining. When you begin to complain about something you once appreciated God for, you are becoming ungrateful. And may you not be a grateful. Let me say it again. Everything you thank God for, and you eventually turn out to start complaining about it, you have moved from the level of gratefulness to ungratefulness. That's why the Bible made us understand that in all things we should give thanks. There's somebody here today, the troubles you are facing, if the devil knew that it will become a huge testimony, he wouldn't have allowed you to face it. But whatsoever is stopping the problem to become a testimony, I come against it today in the name of Jesus. And when God has done it, don't take His glory. If you give God the glory, He will change your story. If you give God the glory, He will crown and decorate your life with His glory. So don't take for granted anything that God has done in your life. Even when you need something from God, thank God in advance for it. Pastor Mosebi shared a testimony here one time. He was looking up to God for an inflow, and he came to drop the tithe of that inflow, the money that has not come, and the money came. That is a catalyst. So thanking God in advance for what He is yet to do brings it faster. Give glory to God. When you appreciate God, you get power. David, God, we know that David is a man after the heart of God. God loves David very well. Why? Because he knows how to thank God. He knows how to give praise to God. Despite all odds, no matter the challenge, he gives glory to God, and God gives giving him power. Every time he lives unrighteous and he does not do what brings glory to God, that is when he has problem. But the moment he returns back to the nature of a child of God, giving praise to God, his life becomes very stable. And that's why today in the Bible, you cannot find any other person that wrote chapters as much as he. Because he kept on having different series of encounter with God. Because as God is doing this one, he's giving thanks to God excessively for it. God will say, ah, quickly, let me do another one. Then he gives thanks again. Let me do another one. He gives thanks again. If you want it to come in succession like that in your life, thank God continually. Your life will not depreciate as you appreciate God in the name of Jesus. Always learn to give glory to God if you want access to His power. God is looking for those who are humble enough to give glory to Him. You might not have a big stature. It's not by stature. It's not by structure. It's by favor. God is waiting for you and I to access this power so that according to what Jesus did, He went about doing good, healing all those that were oppressed of the devil, and for God was with Him. God is waiting for us to use the power that he has given unto us so that we will influence the world. You will influence the world in the name of Jesus. There are different people who were nothing at the initial stage of their life and became something. We know our fathers in the faith, Pastor Adeboye, you know, Bishop Oyedepo, you know, Dr. Pastor Paul Eneche. Go and hear their story very well. You will understand that most of them did not even know that they will become what they became. But when they had an experience with God, his presence and his power, they became great in life. You will experience the power of God and you become great in life in the name of Jesus. Smith Wigglesworth was a plumber, but he was a world-acclaimed apostle of faith. We have somebody again, D.L. Moody. He was a shoemaker, but he was a serious, grounded evangelist. God used him in diverse ways. He even published so many books. Great and mighty works were done through him. He never believed. Who can say a shoemaker would make that kind of mark in life? Ṣùgbọ́n ẹ ti rí agbára gbà láàárọ̀ yìí, olú ọ̀run, òun ló bá yín ṣe. For those that don't understand Yoruba, he said, you are the person that even the world, your family, let's not say the world, even your family, they don't believe you amount to anything in life. But because you have an encounter with God, God did it for you. God will do it for you in the name of Jesus. I said, God will do it for you in the name of Jesus. Pride can disqualify you from accessing the glory of God. You know, today is anointing service, and I know that God is set to pour his power upon you. Is there somebody here today that knows that the power of God will rest upon him or her via the anointing? Can I get a witness in the house? If you know that by the reason of the anointing, this week will be the best week you have experienced in this year, can I see your hands? Hallelujah. When you believe, you will receive. That is what the scripture says. Hallelujah. I decree and I declare that today, all yoke of burden you came here with, by the reason of the anointing, it shall be lifted in the mighty name of Jesus. Look at your neighbor and tell the person, it is your turn to share your testimony.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. Appreciate you.